Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second, the left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Berardino, who tags Chapman for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McQuinn. Mac moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chapman moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. There goes Chapman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Mack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Swift reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Kennedy covering. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Judnick moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. There goes Mack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Mel Harder. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Hale moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Swift reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry pinch runs for Bob Swift. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn strikes out. 1 out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau bunts towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Keltner moves to third. Heath moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. 1 out. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Nate Andrews now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. 1 out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.